Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Just passing by, I'm saying there's a queen in that kingdom. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spoke and said, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found where? Inside of him." There was somebody was searching, but they found it there. They were searching. Say, it was found in him. That wisdom comparable only to God's. That when God's are talking, people like Daniel can sit because they can relate. Because if God is telling you, "Arise, my daughter, go into the city of Damaturu," and you say, "Oh God, you know I love you, but Damaturu," it is only because there is a limitation to your access of wisdom. There is a limitation to divine access that every time God speaks, he will always sound stupid. God will always sound like he is not wise. God will always sound like he's taking you backwards until the final whistle goes off. If God needed to make sense to anybody, he wouldn't be God. He wouldn't be God. If you understand, you know, there are people who are married who really, really in their mind, the person they married is not the kind of person they want to marry. Are you with me now? But we are married. I am Mrs. ABC. I am Mrs. Ijegwa. I am Mrs. Shafe, you know. But somewhere in your mind, your idea of a husband is an IT specialist in Silicon Valley. So, yeah. But you're confusing his occupation with his identity. It's not, is the IT aspect is what he does. But who is he? He that finds a wife, she was a wife before she was found. It was not marriage that made her a wife. Continue. He said, "The wisdom and light, wisdom and understanding, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father," the king, I say, "thy father, made master of magicians." Excuse me. In the kingdom of Babylon, Daniel was not the head of prophets. Come on now. They didn't understand that one. He was not the head of prophets. He was the head of who? That was the way they could understand his gift. Because you went into the IT world, you went into the engineering world, and you told them to call you prophet. They don't understand that. You're a prophetic engineer. You're a prophetic accountant. That makes more sense. In that realm, they call it magician. But you know, that it's not the same spirit. You don't need to go there and be quoting Bible verses like a religious bigot. The way some of you even dress to work. Yeah, you. I if I was your boss, I fire you. I'm telling you. You are not dressed for the assignment. You don't even understand what the assignment takes. You started anyhow, but you want to remain that way. No. Progress. Many cannot measure personal progress. yet they want God to advance rubbish. It's not possible. He said, this man, is it possible that Kenny, there is the spirit of the Holy God on the inside of you, and yet a whole nation doesn't know? Is it possible that I can be carrying something for nations, and even me myself will be in prison? Do you know when they called Daniel to come and read the interpretation on the wall? Where did they bring him from? He was in prison. But when he came, the gift is still there, but the carrier is in prison. But that day, he showed them paper. Now, look at verse 12. Look at this. For as much, what? As an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting. Can you see the spiritual skill set of this man? Because some of you don't even know that if you have only one of these items, you are made. You are designing other people's gifts. If you have one of these, what did Joseph have? No, let's just use normal language. His gift, the foundational gift was dreams. The proper gift was interpretation. So it was not so much about his dream. If you bring your own dream, he will interpret it. Let the dream be as complex as calculus. If you bring it to Joseph, there is a kind of configuration he has. We understand it. So it was not so much about the dream. There are primary gifts and there are secondary gifts. If you understand the primary gift, you must use it to lay a strong foundation for the secondary gift, because the secondary gift is the one that the world can see. And I'll show you now. Look at that scripture. And he had an excellent spirit, he had knowledge, understanding of dreams, and the showing of hard sentences. That means when something is complicated, somebody like a Daniel can take it and... Have you seen people in your school in those days? They are very good, but they don't know how to teach. They are very good. You know, nobody struggles with them, for they are at the top. But explain to me, you will even become more confused. Meanwhile, there could be some guy who is, you know, your regular guy in the class. But he will take that thing. That's why some people think that some pastors are more anointed, because those ones speak high languages. And then those of us who like using ABC, we are still learning. The weight of your authority is not just language. It's that when you open your mouth, everyone listens. I asked somebody who came yesterday, and I asked him, what church do you attend? He said, I go for meetings. And I told him, I say you lack spiritual covering. The day the battles will start in your life, you will be alone. I say number two, not having a church is a sign of spiritual pride. And God resists the proud. I say because the person who set up the local church system is God. You cannot be wiser than him in his own enterprise. You can't get employment letter in this company and then tell God, this is how you want to do it. You go out. Jesus said in John chapter 10, he said, I have other sheep that are not within this fold, and I'm going out to bring them. Jesus accounted for every sheep. He did not leave anyone outside. See, I attend meetings, you know. We connect with brethren. I was watching prophetic convocation. Prophetic convocation is not a church. It's a meeting. So when you hear that Daniel was wise, what it means to be wise is to build your life around the eternal principles of God's word. Case closed. You are not looking at who is doing or who is not doing. Come on, say, I hear you. Look at that verse. He said, dissolving of hard sentences and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of what? That means when Daniel talked, oh my God, I was sharing with our pastor, go to me, and we had a meeting, and pastor said, you know, the churches, and I said, look, when you teach with the intention to dissolve doubt. That means if there's any question people have about that subject, when you begin to speak about it, it should be clear. It is not, for 3 hours. And then you say, you don't, it's still not. The evidence that you have found it is that you enter through the door. If you heard it, but you cannot enter, that means the word of God has been sown, but there is yet another task that must be done. So maybe you now need to take that revelation and enter into the place of prayer. Father, you said you delight in the prosperity of your servant. I know it. I sense it. I know it is around me. Father, I want to enter it. It is in the place of prayer he will tell you, take your car, go and give somebody. And he will tell you to go and give somebody that already has. So that you can argue. Because some people think that God thinks the way the World Health Organization they think. God doesn't just look at an area of need. He looks at an area where there's a career of blessing. He said, for the less is always blessed by the greater. That's the word of God. So when you want to get the blessing, it is not just, there's a kind of allocation that comes when you give to the poor. But when you want something that shifts system, that turns the heavens around, that brings you into the level of the person you love or you desire, you give that person the gift. Because the weight is different. He that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. But when you give to the one. He said, this woman that has been taking care of us. Elisha said, what does she need? He said, she doesn't have a child. No, don't worry, I'm too old. Elisha did not even pray for her to have faith. He just said, next year, go and just get ready. That unction was operational because she touched the emotional spectrum. I'm not entering this message. I don't even know why I'm talking about this one now. He said, dissolving of doubt was found in this same Daniel, who the king named what? Belteshazzar. Is it possible that the reason why we are looking for Daniel is because nobody knows him by that name again? That they changed your name. They gave you another identity. They gave you another system. They gave you another structure. They tried to redefine you. They tried to break you. They tried to maim you. By the time they finished with you, you were limping on one leg. Nobody knew it was the same person that received the prophecy. Nobody knew him again. Because the man they knew with that gift was a Daniel. But the king came, another king came, and changed it to Belteshazzar. But the unction was there, but the name was different. The unction was there, but they changed your role. They changed your role. They thought they were trying to punish you in the office. They changed your role, gave you a junior role. They threatened you and said you get fired. They tried to mess you and push you down. They made somebody junior to you, your boss. They only changed your name. The gift is still there. Oh, the gift only responds to recognition. Any gift you do not recognize. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Any gift you are familiar with will not bless you. Your pastor should be your friend, but it is not in your best interest. If you know that you will have problem making that switch when it's time, don't be too close. Don't be too close. Because when you come close to a pastor, you will see his weakness. You will now know that he's first of all a man. And that man is the kind of man that your boyfriend, that's the man. That man, don't go too far. That man that always shout and scream, that man behind your compound, that man. That man that's after praying for 20 something years, he still is not a patient person. Like Pastor Gwenga. After all the anointing, but the one prayer God has not heard is that, God, I want to be patient. Maybe we answer today. But sincerely, there has been no official response to that. Maybe they deleted the mail. Now, let Daniel, not let Belteshazzar, let Daniel be called. Let us summon the champion in your spirit. that name that they give you, you need to take it off now and answer your name. Then your name, you are named after your destiny. If you don't answer the name of your destiny, you cannot call to the nations that are assigned to you. Let Daniel be called. We don't want Belteshazzar is in prison. We need Daniel. Do you still know your name? Do you still know your name? Do you still know the name by which heaven knows you? Do you still know that when you get back and you report in heaven, they will not call you Belteshazzar. They will call you the name, that name of destiny that you are named with. Come on, say restore. Come on, say restore. You need your name, oh. You need your name. Are you with me? You need your name. You need your name. If you don't have your name, because your name is symbolic of your identity in the spirit. It's symbolic of your essence, your purpose. It's symbolic of your destiny. When God wanted to move Jacob to his promise, to his destiny, he changed the name to Israel. It is not just about a physical name. It is about a spiritual programming, a release in the spirit. Oh, I wish somebody was hearing me this morning, because sometimes we are trying to use human and fleshly methods to achieve the will of God. And then we, our plan is to still come and say, to God be the glory, God has done it. God say, truly something happened in your life, but it's not me. It's not every testimony that is from God. Somebody needs to hear that one. The scripture says, okay, give me verse 13. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel? A guy this influential, the son, this man served his father, and yet the boy did not know him. And yet the scripture said Daniel was one of the presidents, the three presidents in Babylon. So that boy would have seen Daniel coming into the king's palace for meetings. Yet when life happened to him, when life happened to Daniel, do you know that the reason why you are facing so much contention is because of the gift on your inside? If you are an empty shell, the devil won't be bothered about you. That's why they keep, it seems you have this battle, you are coming out, there's another one waiting. Sometimes they just give you one day to rest, then they come again. Who knows what I'm talking about? It's as if it's one battle. That was how David fought battle until he got to the palace. And then one day, David looked around. No more enemies. Oh my God, I'm prophesying to somebody now. No more enemies. He just looked and said, oh well, nobody to fight to. Oh my God, I wish I'm prophesying somebody now. No, just look around you. Everything is now coming towards you. Before now, you needed to save to buy a plot of land. Now they are bringing you plots of land. Say, take. We need a job. Consider us. And now they say, oh, we have this job. This one is for our client in the UK. This one is in 2.5 million pounds. Yes, but we need them like in a month. A month, okay. You are still saying, hey, God, how do I do this thing? Then they call you again, Fatima, and say, this one is for the king of Dubai. We want it to be African style for the king. You better say a big amen there. Yeah. They say, oh, this one is, we'll do 10 million. So your problem moves from, because now you now realize that when your destiny gets to a point, you cannot advance below the perimeters of excellence. You mess everything up. The title of this message is The Spirit of Excellence. When your destiny begins to beckon at a particular level, it is not about the assignment anymore. When you get there, you have only one shot. You have only one shot. You can be preparing yourself for that one shot for 10 years. You're going to Harvard. You are going to Cambridge. You are fine-tuning your skills. Maybe you're an artist. You are just preparing for that one moment. That door opens, it's open forever. An average person in Nigeria is not a patient person. They want it to happen like a mistake so that they can share testimony. Now lie. God used 30 years to train Jesus for 3.5 years' work. God sent Joseph to the university of prison and Potiphar's house and gave him an opportunity to compromise and didn't say anything. Joseph would have died in Potiphar's house as the chairman of the kitchen, not knowing that his destiny was to be prime minister. Oh my God, say God forbid. Come on, say God forbid. I will not stop on the way. I will not end on the road. I will not celebrate the best. This best, there's something bigger coming. There's something better coming. God has a big plan, and that plan is to the size of his throne. He has a big plan. God doesn't cut the budget according to your country's economy or your whatever they presented to the National Assembly. God cut his own budget according to his own level. Stop insulting God with your small dreams. Stop insulting God with your small plans. Stop insulting God and saying, maybe if God wakes up, he will do. Hey! This mouth. You will never talk when they are quoting Bible. But when you want to talk about bad things, when you want to talk about things that are not happening in your life, when you are not sure whether God will do it, you are very loud. Very loud. So are you that Daniel? The king didn't know him. But there was a woman. Respect women. They don't forget. A woman won't forget too. Good or bad, she has it. She's waiting for you. There was a queen. The son of the king who the man served didn't remember. But there was a queen who remembered. Be nice to men. Be favorable to women. If you don't hear that one, I can't help you. I said be nice to men. Be favorable to women. If you go into the house of an influential person, respect the wife more than you respect the husband. Yeah. Yeah. Whether you come back again another day depends on that woman. Whether you will get poisoned on the table that day or you will live her life depends on that woman. She just said, I don't like his attitude. He was so full of, that's the way he's ever. No. You are not coming back. Oh. In fact, that contract. Well, it's better start praying. She likes you. No. He has a very fine spirit. I like the way he communicates. Okay. Maybe if you like it, fine. I'm a prophet. A man of God. Nobody will invite you again. Doors, women they can open doors for you. Go and check. All the people that denied Jesus were men. All the ones who stayed true, they were women. Go and check. The one who stayed till she saw him at the tomb was a woman. Where was Peter? The one that used to hug him. Master, Savior, Jesus, there is nothing. Worship at all them worship. Do you know that song? That Benin song? John the Beloved. But Mary Magdalene doesn't know how to sing. But she knew she was forgiven much. She knew where Jesus picked her from. She didn't forget. Men just say, I know he's a great guy. He's been a blessing. Women will tell you how he helped. They'll tell you. He's not just, oh God, go and stand at the tomb. He wants to rise up. Go and stand. Say, no, we need to be diplomatic. We need to use wisdom. The soldiers will be there. The military police will be there. The mobile police, the Navy, naval team, the SAS, pilot, Boko Haram. Everybody will be at the tomb. Everybody will be at the tomb. So let's just wait and see. We're going to be checking the news, see how it goes. Everybody just keep calm. We're going to advise you. Pastor said, everybody should be calm. But there was a church member. I knew where he found me. Where he found me, I was supposed to be stoned to death on that day. That day would have been my last. He was the one who became a shield for me. Jesus became a shield for me. He didn't carry a big shield. He only said a word. Jesus. There is something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, there is something about your name. You have missed a line. We have all missed a line. I'll get you the full lyrics. Very powerful. Every time I want to listen to it, I just go look for Benny. He has a very good way of singing. The woman whom Jesus became a shield for, she never forgot. That woman in your house is a devil. Check who lives in the house with her. Yeah? Just don't argue. Just look. Who is in the house now? Say you, right? Okay. You made that devil. You've not seen women who were not born again. They didn't have interest in God. But because of the kind of person they were going out with, they started going to church. You've not seen them. You've not seen men who became Christians going to, because of a woman, they followed her to the fellowship and started speaking in tongues before they knew it. You've not seen things, so. I want to say fair woman. No, I say favor woman. No, let me not say that's the one they say in the word. Amen. Are you this Daniel? Of the children of the captivity of praise. Judah means praise. Are you this same guy? Because the thing they are telling me and the person in front of me don't look. How can you be on the front desk and you are disqualified? Come on, we make room for you today. In the name of Jesus, we make room for you today. We make room for you today. We open the doors for you today. We move you to the front. We move your fire to the front. And we move your name where the king can see it. Are you this Daniel? Are you this Daniel? You're a child of praise. But you are in captivity. The conflict of destiny. The conflict of destiny. Oh God. The conflict of destiny. Where you could be so anointed and you would pray for somebody and God will answer them immediately, but the pain is still in your own body. And when you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, on the strength of the anointing, I receive my healing, then the pain increases. You know, there's a way the pain will increase. You will not pray again. Just go and lie down. He's telling you that God did not hear. So go and lie down. Don't try anything. Just, you know that medicine. Just go and buy it. Don't, you know, we know ourselves. Don't try that thing. You know you don't have faith. You have anointing, but you don't have faith. So go and buy that diclofenac or Panadol Extra. I have a friend. He never uses 2 tablets of paracetamol, but he uses 3 or 4 while we were in school. Then later he became resistant to it. So he wanted to double it again. I said, you want to die, eh? But let us graduate first. When you are on your own, swallow everything and die. But for now, we will not allow you. You know, it became so bad. Are you this Daniel? So anointed, so gifted. Yet you are in chains. You are not free. And yet they say the spirit of the Holy God is in you. Daniel chapter 1. I'm going to come back. I'm going to finish this message. Daniel chapter 1. Let's start from verse 6 because of time. I think 6 should be okay. Give me 5. Verse 5. No. Give me 3. Verse 3. And the king spoke unto Ashpenaz, the master of the eunuchs. Excuse me. Daniel was a eunuch, yes or yes? Do you know what that means? That means no matter how much you love, Pastor, I just love you, you're so anointed. He doesn't know what it feels like to love a woman. Like, and he was a young boy. He was castrated as a young boy. So I'm gonna get married to my college sweetheart. We're gonna live in Tennessee. We're gonna move to, where's that place I was trying to go to? We're gonna move to Stanford. Praise God. We're gonna start a new church in Hollywood, New Jersey. We're gonna have branches all over America. That thing in a man that makes him desire for greatness was removed. So is. They left only one thing. The desire of the king. What the king wants is the reason why he's here. Nothing. Can you see why there's a question mark on the destiny of many people? There are still other desires. Leave that one. He said, he spoke. He said, bring me certain of the children of Israel. What kind of children? The king's seed. That means Daniel was a prince. And God watched it happen. It wasn't like this when they brought them from captivity, from their country. He was a prince, but to leave a mark that they will never forget. Take the king's children, castrate them. That's how ruthless those kings were. And then now I will disciple you. I will castrate you, fine-tune your taste only for me, and I will now disciple all of you such that there will be no royal seed left to go back to your country and restart the nation. It was a calculated attack to take them out. The devil knows he can't take your ministry. The devil knows he can't take your anointing. But he will give you one small agenda that will now take you off your tangent. It looks like it is not connected, but that thing will shut down everything. He said there should be king of the king's seed and of princes. Verse 4, quickly. Children in whom is no blemish, but well favored and skillful in wisdom. Those children, you know, some of those children, you go to the park or you go to some of these nice parks, you know, in Ikeja or in on the island. You know, some of these children, you wonder if we're all in this Nigeria, because their skin is so smooth. You don't know what they are eating. They talk to you, but they talk like they live abroad. Say hi. I said, no, it's not. I said, guru morning. Guru morning. Say, what? Y'all look at you there. Hey, so Unk, there's uncle. He wants to say, Unk, so where do you stay? I say, Baga. I say, where is that? Say, oh, is it close? Is it the one just beside Osborne Foshore? I say, no, it's not anywhere around Osborne Foshore. This one is far. It's far. But that's their reality. Some of them have never been to the mainland. Hey! Come on, say wow. Some of them have never been to the mainland. They've never crossed the bridge. They just see the bridge from... They come to the mainland when they are going to the airport. It's not a question of your vacation. It's a question of where. Some people don't care about the price of the dollar. They don't care. It doesn't mean... In fact, the price of the dollar makes them richer. This country. They are preparing their children to take over and also punish, God forbid. Say, I need the children who are well, who look well taken care of. Do you now see why Satan is particular about you? He has seen God's hand over you. He has seen that you are well taken care of. He has seen the favor of God. He has seen when God went out to save your life when there was an accident. He saw this, like there's a seed of destiny in this one. Get me that one. Let's castrate her. If the devil went to somebody who didn't have anything special about his life, it won't be a big deal. The devil goes for the precious soul. He said, look, let them stand in the king's palace. Did he say let them sit? Let them stand. See what he's doing to king's children. Let them stand. And the king will pass. He reduced them from their level. He said, I see a curse upon the earth where princes that are supposed to be on us are now trekking and saying, we thank God for life. We thank every day we wake up. We thank God. Every day we can see something to eat. We thank God. God say, aberration. Hey! Say, you're a prince. They say, he that is in honor and knoweth it not is like a beast that perish in the field. You are in your habitat where everything should be coming to you. And you are also complaining. They say no meat today. Oh. They say no meat today. Oh. You and tortoise, you now sit down. You are discussing the problem in the forest. Says, so what do we do? You are now having idea. You are sharing idea. You and a lion and grasshopper. I say, okay, so what do you think? He say, you know, we can share idea. A grasshopper is not giving you idea. You lion, you prince. He said, because you do not know you are in honor. He said, get me these children, let them stand before me, that we might teach them. This is another one. Go to the next verse. Come on, round up here. Next verse. Now among these children of Judah, among the children of praise, Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, Azariah. Four of them. Next one. Unto whom the prince of the north gave names. You see, I will come back and explain this one. Every time the devil really wants to do something big in your life, he will change your name. It's a spiritual thing. Even God does it. Even God does it. That is why when God calls a man, the first thing God introduces to him, if he's in the ministry, is the office that he has called him to. Because the moment God says to you, I have called you as my apostle, or I have called you as my prophet, the next thing God will be addressing to Jeremiah is that do not think you're a child. Do not look down on yourself, because the thing I'm giving to you does not measure up to your current status. So it will take humility to accept that it was you God chose. And it will take humility to wear that mantle. The same thing Satan does. Every time he wants to push a button, bam, they'll give you a name. I will come back and explain that. Next verse. Now, after they give you a name, the next thing they do is they begin to configure your appetite. They give you something to eat. He said, and he proposed in his heart that he will not defy himself with the king's meat. They gave them food. But this food did not come to their table until it has first been offered to idols. So every... Oh, Kapudi Kayaba. Listen. Stay with me. I will say this one. Throw this bomb and come back second service. Listen to this one. Some of you will not like it. But sit well. Just fasten your seatbelt now. This one is dangerous. Before they bring the food, they will offer it to idols. Oh, Hare Krishna, ooh, Hare Krishna, ooh, Hare Krishna, ooh, as they eat it, ooh, let them speak our language, ooh, let them forget their nation, ooh, let them forget their God. Ooh. Oh, you think we're just tripping? You think we just want to feed you? You think we really like you? We are taking territories. That's why even in the Christian world, before we eat, we pray. Paul taught us. He said, when you come into that, he said, bless it. Even Jesus. He said, Father, I give you thanks. There is a spiritual technology that is being released when you pray over food. Don't be deceived. Don't be carnal. Don't say, I passed that level. Oh, hallelujah. Let's eat. He said, give them. Therefore, he requested that they should, please, I beg. I know what you are doing. Others can. But please permit me not to defy myself. He didn't call it food. He called it defilement. He didn't call it food. You see, that food that we are saying offer to, if you see, it's buffet. It's buffet because the food is according to the king's style. It's the same food the king will eat. It's what they gave them. The kind of food you go to as well. Praise God. Yeah, take picture. For all you, my haters. Who think I will not amount to anything in this life? See. Then you not capture the president at the background. Live at the Aso Rock with the president. Then you'll be sharing it 100 times. In case you didn't, I'll share it for you guys. Share. Next verse. Now God gave Daniel favor and tender love. Oh, praise God. With the prince of the eunuchs. Verse 10. And the prince of Enoch said, I fear the Lord my king, who has appointed your meat and drink. For why should she see your face worse likened than the children which are of your sort? You see, they were children, no? They came in as young boys. That's why the devil starts early with children. And out of all the children, pastor's kids are the most exposed. Because pastor's kids can receive backlash and spiritual attack from the battles their fathers are fighting. Leave that one. This is not minister's conference. Next verse. Then Daniel said, now, leave it. Let me push something here quickly. The issue of this food, do you agree it was worship? Do you agree with me that if they ate this food, they were worshiping the deity to whom that food was presented? Now, let me read one more scripture. Then I will come back. Don't crucify me, oh. Oh my God. Give me that scripture. I don't know if it's chapter 6 where they bow down to the idol. Where the king said, at the sound of the trumpet, the song, the music. check it quickly. I think it should be chapter 6 or chapter 4. I want to really just touch on this and then I can sit. I think it should be quickly, somebody. Chapter 3, verse. It says, at what? Now, look at verse 4. Then an herald cried out to you, it is commanded. This is Daniel 3, 4. It is commanded, all people, nations, and languages. See the way they are talking. Deliberate acculturation, discipline, transfer of technology and systems. That at what time you hear the sound. Do you know Israelites were in this place? Daniel and his friends were here. So see the way they refer to all of them. Regardless of your culture. Once we blow this sound, when you hear the flute, when you hear the psaltery, when you hear all kinds of music, when you hear those kind of songs you see on Instagram, hey, when you hear those are here, dangerous, and you hear those songs, and you hear them, they are here now, look at them, this is their father-in-law. He said, when you hear, he said, you are to fall down. Worship. Music is worship. It's not just a song. Don't worry, just hold it. Listen. For worship to be intense, there must be a call of seduction. There must be something that is appealing to you. There's something your heart is seeing that you want to lay hold on. So if I'm singing, we are sent this holy mountain. In my spirit, I'm on a journey. There's something I'm seeing. My spirit is traveling. It's looking for something. So what the king did was to bring he wanted to bring the nation. You see, because already he had united the nation by captivity, but he now wanted to unite them spiritually. He wanted to unite the nation of Israel with Babylon spiritually. And that will only be done in worship. When we have the same song, when we bow down to the same thing, do you know there was an idol that they raised in this story. So they were supposed to bow down, but that bowing down will not happen until there is a song that is released. So every time you hear a song that has nothing to do with what our kingdom represents, and you tell yourself it is just a song, I just want to know how you rock, you just want to hear all those things that make you feel vibe and fly and shine, something that makes you feel tingling and excited, something that makes you dance, even though you will never dance in church, just know there's an idol that has been portrayed to your mind. And the moment you respond, bam, worship. It's every time you hear, say you are to fall down and worship the golden image. There is an image that Nollywood is giving us. There is an image that the music industry is giving us. Have you ever wondered why their songs are always so always just perfect? Why does it seem the church is struggling to produce the Lord's song? Why can't we find the Lord's song everywhere? Because there are materials that must be together before the anointing oil can be made. God is not the only one anointing people. Satan is anointing people every day. Come on, give me the next verse. Quickly. And whosoever does not fall down and worship shall in the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Next verse. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet and all the instruments, they fell down and worshiped. A lot of people in the house of God are in this category. If something is just sounds nice, looks okay, they are moving their bodies. Some people cannot even hear a sound. Their body is moving. The body has become wired and discipled to respond to certain kinds of beat. And that's why even in the church, we can spend so much time in the studio recording a song till we record the spirit out of it. So much sound, but no spirit. So much sound. What we trade is the spirit. If it's a song but no spirit, then it's nothing. If it's a message but no spirit, then it's nothing. If it's an handshake but the Holy Ghost doesn't flow through my handshake, then it's nothing. So he fell down and they worshipped him. Oh my God, I got to stop here. But I'll come back. Look at this. Nebuchadnezzar systematically discipled the people. First, by selecting them. Two, by bringing them into captivity. Three, by now separating a few people, the best of them, from the lot. Four, giving them food. Five, changing their names. Giving them special privileges. Then he gradually introduced. You see, because if you ate the food that they shared when you were in training school, if you ate that food, you cannot say you will not bow. That food was the first test to know where your allegiance lies. It was just pandedian with ogufe. But it's a company where you know that they worship Hare Krishna, they do all kind of stuff. And you say we have liberty in the spirit. You have liberty. You have liberty in the spirit. If that's the only food left in the world to eat, then I will pour anointing oil on it. And then we eat. But the only problem is that this one you ate, it was because there is something in you that cannot say no. So they already took a list. Even on this day, they already knew the people that will not eat. I'm telling you, they know those who will not touch it. And they know those who will be the first to carry plate. So you can see the way Satan can be working with a man. Then the person will still be coming to church. Then after 20 years, while in church, you become a full-blown unbeliever. While still in church. Because you're not saying Shebi is just a song. Shebi is just a song. There's nothing really bad about the song. You are not the one now making a case. And then the guy sits in his house. He doesn't even go to church, but he watches our live stream and see all of us dancing his dance step and say, oh boy, I don't even know I have disciples here. Discipling nations, people he doesn't know through his music. And you say it's not worship. Oh, my dear friend, she's in the US now. This is the introduction of this message. Because it's a long story. I'm going to get into the excellence part. But believe me, and I'm going to say this and I close. Finally. Hear this. Daniel's gift was dreams, interpretation, dissolving artifact. What was he recognized for? Wisdom and the spirit of excellence. No matter what your gift is, what the world, what your office, what you need to pray yourself into is to have a level of skill that heaven is breathing on. That when you come out with something, they are looking at you that, who is this? Did you do this? You make a very solid impression. The day there is a vacancy, they'll say, no, wait, I have somebody. They will go and bring you from the backside because you had one opportunity one day to speak and wisdom began to pour forth from your mouth. They say, don't worry. How much? It's expensive. Don't worry. Let her do it. Forget about the price. She knows what she's saying. You're not a flash in the pan. You have a consistent pattern of wisdom that you've been displaying wisdom. He was a gifted man, he was a prophet, but what put him beside the king was his ability to maximize his gift and operate in wisdom and essence. But when I come back, I'm going to explain that, if the Lord allows me. If not, when I come second service, I'll preach a message and I'll title it, "Let Me Kiss My Father and Follow Thee." Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this morning. Lord, let this word go forth into the hearts of your children. Let it bring forth harvest of 60. Let it bring forth 100. Let it bring forth perfection. Let the lives of people be changed. Let the minds of men be renewed. Let people be further integrated into the...